Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. Welcome to Luke chapter 8 in our Certainty of Faith series through the Gospel of Luke. Today we will consider Jesus' teachings and learn more about who Jesus is by what he does. Luke chapter 8 records Jesus traveling through cities and villages, demonstrating who he is by what he does, and declaring the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him on this healing and speaking tour, as well as quite a few women disciples who provided for the ministry out of their personal finances. And then we come to the passage we will meditate on today, the parable of the sower. Before I read today's passage, let's take a silent moment to focus our breath and prepare our hearts to hear the word of God. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Instruct our souls with your word. Luke 8, 4 to 15. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." His disciples wanted to know what this meant, and Jesus went on and told them the description of this parable. Jesus continued, "This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among the thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on the good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop." As you listened to the passage, what soil might your heart be in this season? Reflect on that for a moment. just like a farmer needs to tend to the soil so that a crop can be produced and bear fruit. So we need to cultivate our own soils of our own souls with God's word, spiritual practices, and intentional living. What is one way you can cultivate your soul to be more like the fourth soil? Listen to the Spirit. What might He be bringing to mind? The rest of the chapter, Jesus continues to teach. He talks about being a light to those around us, and He continues to show who He is by what He does. He calms a storm and heals a man from a legion of demons, and the town where this man lived implored him to leave because they were afraid of Jesus and His power. But Jesus tells this man to stay and to share his story. And when Jesus later returned to the area, because of that man's testimony, the crowd welcomed him. They were waiting for him. Our testimonies are powerful. Do you share with others how the Lord is working in your life? Our stories can cultivate the soil of other people's hearts. In the town of the healed demon-possessed man, Jesus heals a religiously unclean woman because she had been bleeding for 12 years, and He raises a girl to life who was dead. The soil of the hearts of this town were ready to receive Jesus, His miraculous power, and the message of the kingdom because of the testimony of the demon-possessed man who was healed. Our words cultivate the soil of other people's hearts, and our lives demonstrate the truth of the gospel we say we believe. Now take a moment of silence and prayer. What is the soil like in your own heart these days? What is the soil like in the hearts of your loved ones? Pray about this or anything the Spirit is bringing to mind. Let's pray. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we worship You. Thank You so much for Your word. It is life to our bones. It is breath to our lungs. Help us, O Lord, to cultivate the soil of our hearts with Your word and with spiritual practices and with intentionally living the gospel. God, please reveal to us any places in our lives where weeds are choking out Your truth and fruitfulness. And O Holy Spirit of God, help us to uproot those places so that we can bear a crop 100-fold for the sake of Your kingdom and Your glory. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul podcast. Please review the podcast on Apple Podcasts so that more people can organically find the Well Soul podcast and be encouraged in their walks with Jesus. I also invite you to subscribe to The Well Soul Monthly, a digital newsletter that will encourage and inspire you to live a life toward well soul living. When you subscribe, you'll receive a free digital copy of 8 Steps to Create a Well Soul Rhythm. It's a guide I created to help us focus our priorities in each season of life, to help us live out practices and intentional living, to have a good soil in our hearts. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe. There's so much more to this story in chapter 8, so I encourage you to drink in the scriptures more slowly by looking at the resources linked in the show notes, particularly Dr. Sandra Glahn's Latte with Luke Bible Study. I would like to thank Brian Vasquez Productions, who has made this podcast possible, and this episode is sponsored by socialremix.co. That is socialremix.co. It's a social media generating website that saves you hours of content creation with just a click of a button. For more information, see the link in the show notes. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.